So I couldn't imagine 3 minutes would give me enough time to put up a PowerPoint slide. So I just wanted to talk a couple minutes about the department I'm in and where I'm going with it. So I'm from the Department of Microbiology and Immunology. Microbiology dealing with germs and bugs like fungi, bacteria, viruses, and how the host or the immune system deals with these interactions with the bugs. So it's sort of a nice complementary pairing of these two subjects into one department. But This idea of this interaction between the bugs and the immune system is obviously very important for fighting infection, understanding how we do that, and vaccine design, so we can actually figure out how to prevent individuals from getting these infections. So this is the classical way to understand microbiology and immunology, but there's one really cool thing about immunology so I'm a professor of immunology, and the one thing that's really unique about the immune system, or the white blood cells that make up the immune system, is that they're the only cell type which is actually able to scan the entire body. So most things like brain cells and pancreatic cells, kidney cells, they're in one organ, right? Well, the immune system and immune cells are able to survey the entire body to figure out what is going on, to detect any problems. And this is very unique to this system, which makes it very exciting. Because what we're now learning is that it's not only important for actually fighting germs and infection. What it's actually now, we now know it's important for how you form memories, how you develop cancer or don't develop cancer, how you can prevent that, how muscle develops, how we regulate our temperature when we get this terribly Montreal cold, right? This terrible Montreal cold. So the immune system is actually involved in all of these processes. So it's a really great department to join and be a part of, because you can really take the understanding of the immune system and adapt it to any other biological system that you're interested in. So what I'm particularly interested in is this exact fact of how the immune cells interact with other immune cells or other tissue cells that help us fight infection. So I'm still focused on this infection, but it's still important to understand that when we have an infection, we're not only exposed, this isn't only important for how we prevent that infection, but how it affects other organ systems in our body. And so the immune system allows us to investigate how each of these systems interact with one another. So I encourage you after these talks to come and talk to me about how each of these different systems could interact in the context of immunity and health. So thanks for your attention.